Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue with you, to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Adam Witte's here, too. Adam is the founder and the CEO of Advantage Media Group. He's the author of 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a book. He is he's doing a great job in the publishing industry, taking the publishing industry by storm. But he has some very interesting perspectives. He's on the marketplace, on managing businesses. He's wise beyond his years. He's our good friend, Adam Witte. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you back. So I was talking to the audience about you before you got here, Adam, and in case your ears were burning. Are you, I called you a kid at first, and I thought, well, okay, that might not sound too, you know, all that good, except when you hear me say it, knowing that you're a lot younger than me, hopefully it comes across as a compliment, but also I want to make sure people know that I take you very seriously. I wanted to ask you, where are you in the Gen Y, Gen X thing? Are you kind of on the bubble?
I am on the bubble. I'm 33 years old.
That's the bubble right there, isn't it?
Yep, 1981. So I think I'm officially the first year of Gen Y.
You're either the last Gen X or the first Gen Y. We don't know which one, right?
And that's right.
And that could, and of course that could explain a lot too, right, Adam?
Yeah. Well, everybody says I'm a 50-year-old trapped in a 33-year-old body.
I believe that. Hey, listen, have you got some more recognition recently? Did I hear about that?
Well, our company was named one of the best places to work in South Carolina for the second straight year.
Congratulations.
We were on the Inc. 5000 list for the third straight year.
Wow, good for you.
We're just continuing on our growth path.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you and what you've accomplished. So one of the things that I want to talk about today, you've been talking a lot about today that dovetails with some of the things that I'm trying to do here, and that's helping small business owners understand that they have to assume the role of the CEO of their company. And as the CEO, they have certain duties that nobody else does. And that don't have to be done all the time in a small business, but they have to be dealt with. And one of those things is to understand the way a CEO thinks and what they think about. And I'd like for you to share some of your ideas on that.
Well, I think, Jim, first and foremost, at the end of the day, the CEO has to be the visionary for the company.
Yeah.
You're the one that started the company. There was obviously a dream. There was a vision. There was a mission that you had in mind when you started it. And it's really the founder's job, the CEO's job for a small business owner to not only develop that vision, but to articulately and consistently communicate that vision not only to the employees of the business, but to the prospects and the customers of the business as well.
No question about it. That's something, that last part of what you just said is something a lot of people miss.
It is. They have the vision, but then they leave it to other people to try to tell the story, to try to really enunciate what the company's all about. And the one thing that...
Or Adam, or worse, assume that other people get it without having to be told.
That's exactly right. If you have 10 employees, And a customer asks all 10 employees, what does your company do? I can almost guarantee that you will get 10 different answers from those employees.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that should frighten every business owner, every CEO. And you've got to fix that by making sure that everybody's reading from the same sheet of music. And that means training.
You almost need to, If you could do it the right way, and this could be done, it wouldn't be that hard to do. it'd be where every employee, if they were required to stand up and speak for 5 minutes about the company, could do it.
Here's a little
maybe just 90 seconds.
Here's an exercise and a tip for all the listeners, Jim. Last week we had our annual 2015 kickoff, and for about 2 hours, one of the sessions was something called Unifying Our Message. And we created a laminated two-sided sheet that clearly articulated who our target customers were, what we offer them, the value that we bring to their lives, the language that we use. And we spent 2 hours training and teaching to make sure everybody understood. And then we let people practice. And then I said to all of them, I said, make sure you know this inside out, because every month when we have our all-hands company meeting, at random, I'm going to call on people to stand up.
There's going
to
be a test.
Ask them to recite it. There's going to be a test.
You're tough.
And every CEO should be doing that.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to do. It's not hard, but it's just doing it that, of course, most people, they never get to it.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and you mentioned a minute ago about the customer-facing folks. You know, whenever a customer has a complaint or a compliment, there should be a response from whoever that customer saying it to that repeats the company vision. You guys do a great job. Thank you for doing a great job delivering this. This really helped me out. Well, I thank you for saying that. We appreciate your business. This is what we're committed to for our customers. You say that.
That's right.
Or if they were a complaint, I'm not happy about this. You guys didn't deliver this right. You know what? I'll tell you what. Our vision and our commitment for our company is to take care of customers. Sir, what can I do to help you? And that kind of thing is different than, I'll have somebody call you.
And, you know, Jim, it's most effective when your employees hear it from the CEO.
That's right.
Because the buck stops with the CEO.
Yep.
And if the CEO delegate this job to your director of marketing or your communications manager or your assistant, it's not going to have nearly the weight and nearly the power than if you're the one that's leading this exercise of getting everybody on the same page.
Exactly. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the CEO himself or herself. What are the professional goals? Have you set professional goals for yourself, small business CEO? Adam Witte and I will talk about that after these messages. Adam, give us your website quickly, please.
AdvantageFamily.com.
Check it out. Plenty after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.